This is TWiT.
Tuesday, the Department of Health and Human Services says it will waive penalties for potential violations of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. This is the Data Privacy Act that protects you from having your health data shared. HIPAA prevented medical providers from using tools like FaceTime because it didn't have the security tools in it. There is stuff. Apparently, there's Zoom for healthcare. That's HIPAA compliant. So is Skype for Business. But
Doctor on Demand.
Yeah. There. You know, FaceTime, Facebook Messenger, Google Hangouts, and Skype. No. But HHS said they will no penalties. It's more important that you get the care out there than that.
And just to be clear, this is for messaging systems that are private. It's not about interacting with your doctor on a public post or anything like that. It's just the private message.
And as Dr. Mom's saying in our chat room, it's for inadvertent, accidental release of information. Not you can't just say, "Oh, it's okay. Here, have right. my patient's information, right. please." The one that worries me a little more, though, the Department of Justice is asking Congress to waive habeas corpus. That seems like a blatant power grab to me. William Barr has really been kind of an authoritarian. He's also, of course, going to have, if the Graham Blumenthal Earn It Act passes, he'll also have the right to basically tell companies, no more encryption for you. The Earn It Act is in committee right now, probably working its way through Congress. Senate Bill 3398. And we've talked about it before. You should go to the EFF Action Center if you care about this. Read up on it and then write your Congress critter. I think both ideas are bad ideas. I don't see. I mean, there is a precedent for this. Lincoln waived habeas corpus during the Civil War. I don't think we're really in a Civil War situation, but.
And yeah. I don't think Trump is Lincoln.
Good point.
It's a law of nature that. People in government will seize additional powers and rights for them.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so we have to push back. They push, we push back. If we don't push back, they're just going to be able to use this crisis to erode our rights. And so really everybody should care about this and go and get involved in this.
This is a big deal. You know, while you're sitting at home, call your members of Congress, your senator's office, and tell them how you feel about this.
I can't, yep. I would hope Congress would be smart enough to say, absolutely not. They want the right to imprison indefinitely without trial, without charges. It seems like I can't think of any reason
George Takei had a great tweet about that yesterday. He said the last time that happened, his family spent 4 years in an internment camp.
Good point.